The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next, after struggling with insecurities, Lainey Renee and Rhonda Redmond share the power of speaking Jesus' name.
Mom didn't give us much of like how-tos. Mom always just told me where to go. And I feel like that is what allowed me to find him for myself and have that confidence of, you know, who he is to me. And I remember Mom was the first person who told me just to speak his name.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. This is James, and I'm Betty, and I am just so excited today. We have our daughter Rhonda with us and her daughter Lainey. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it's a miracle to see both of you sitting here because, of course, we think you're absolutely drop-dead beautiful. You always have been. And Rhonda, I know you are amazed. You're going to have your sixth grandbaby very soon, thanks to Miss Lainey. You have to be, as we were talking about this book, Speak Your Name. You have to be amazed at what you're watching. Now, you knew she was beautiful and talented and outgoing in some ways, withdrawn in other ways, but are you amazed at what you're watching happen in her, let's say, right now, even in the last few months and years, to see what's taking place in her life?
Most definitely. It's been really awesome to just to get to walk with her, first of all, through all the years of her life thus far. But to just see in even more recent years just the things that Jesus has done in her heart and watch him become her everything and hear that then come out of her mouth in a couple of different ways, specifically right now just through song. But now through getting to write her first book and just basically talking about him. And as she expresses him at times, I'm sure she kind of thinks I'm funny and how I'll be like so amazed. Not because she's very gifted, and I know that, naturally and supernaturally gifted. But I just hear him so much when she writes or just talks and shares about him in ways that at times I'm like, I know that didn't come from you in the natural. It really is him. And the way he expresses himself through her has just been beautiful to her mama to watch. And I learned so much in watching all of our kids and now grandkids. Just in their journey with Jesus. I mean, I'm constantly just learning and just seeing more and more of what I feel like in so many ways I knew very little of growing up, in the sense of I knew Jesus, but his grace has just become so much greater in my heart and life. And I'm amazed at knowing the, now at times I'll even think of the prayers that I breathed when our children were growing up and, you know, at home every day with them, and the crying out to him and now seeing those things come to fruition in their lives is just beyond my wildest imagination. And it's beautiful because he's beautiful. And
I understand that completely, because as your mom and the mother of your brother and sister, there's no greater joy than to see God take their lives, them to give their lives, first of all, to God, to the Lord, and then him to just blossom through them and to continually see them grow in him and in the different ways, maybe not the things that I thought should be there, but the things that God
just greater.
Put there, that makes a difference. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And knowing, honestly, because I look and I'm like, it didn't have anything to do with me. I mean, it really is that he's faithful. Yeah. And he's faithful to his word. He's faithful to himself inside of us. He's faithful to himself. And so to see that and see it in your children's lives, it's just like, it's the best.
I don't know whether she ever shared the text I started writing her as she was writing and journaling. And Lainey Renee. There it is, hey. That's a website you can go to, and she'll amaze you. But I began to text her and say, Lainey, this is, you know, I know writers, authors, best-selling authors. This is huge. This is it's like beyond you. And I don't know whether she ever let you read any of those texts, but I was saying, and I was hoping Terry, you know, saw him, her dad, and because it was, and I think probably Terry never dreamed he'd be helping publish a book, because Terry helps a lot of people publish books, but he didn't probably think he was going to be here. And she's singing, and it's beautiful. She's got a song that's now streaming, Speak Your Name, and you can find it there. I hope that little Way to Go flashes up. By the way, when you go through the book, you're going to find these little, what do you call them?
QR codes.
QR codes.
Yes.
Which I still don't know what it means, but you can do it and you begin to hear the song. But you can find that. But Lainey, you got a gift that is just beyond, you know, our own belief. We know you. It's not like you're limited. It's just that it's amazing. I mean, it's bigger than you. And you know it's bigger than you, because you look back on it now and you can't even believe that kind of, let's say, impact, sentence or two or paragraph came out of you. Aren't you living amazed? You know, I wrote a book, Living Amazed.
Yeah.
Aren't you living amazed at what you're seeing?
Absolutely. I was actually telling Mom yesterday, so often before I, like, share anything, I always just have this moment of, who am I? Like, why? Not that it's about me at all, but like, who? Like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I doing this? And it was funny because then I picked up one of the devotionals that I couldn't remember that I wrote, because I really just felt like Jesus had given me the words. But I was talking about Moses and how he had, you know, God asked him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. And he said, who am I? Who am I? And so often we do get caught on who we are. But if we can just get past that and see who he is, really at the end of ourselves is where we just see him, and he does it all. And so I feel like this is one of my moments of, you know, not as extravagant as leading the Israelites out of Egypt, but it's one of those moments where I'm like, God, this is you. Who am I? I'm nothing, but you are I am, and you have done this.
And he told Moses, I am, and I am sent you, and I am always, I am in you.
It was all about him. It was nothing about
absolutely
Moses. But I believe Moses and his, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not qualified for this. God used that. And I've seen that over and over in my life. So.
Don't you think God kind of, he likes that? He says, you don't know what I'm fixing to do, but I'm
that's
fixing.
That's what Mom said.
Yeah,
she was,
you know,
like, that's what it's all about.
He likes us to admit that.
For sure.
We don't know. It's completely up to you, God.
For sure.
You know, Rhonda, you grew up in what we'd call a very typical religious world, more visible than a lot of people live, but you saw a lot of different people. But I can even look back and, you know, even in the first 25 or 30 years of my ministry, which was just nonstop, as you well know, I was in many ways trapped in a religious bubble of a religious activity around me. And I would come home from crusades where I preached the Jesus to people that changes your life and fills your life. And they'd come forward, fill up it. And the sad thing was, and you'd watch me weep many nights, you'd find me on the floor weeping because I knew they were going to go back into a situation where that life wouldn't be there. It would be religious activity. Well, I think all those things you saw, we oftentimes only got glimpses of the Jesus that he wants to be clearly seen in us. As you journeyed and you watch her, don't you see that you actually went through a lot of the things where you were having to know more about the person and the name of Jesus and disconnect from religious activity and going to church to becoming the church and becoming the family member? Did you feel like you experienced a lot of what she found herself experiencing?
Oh, absolutely. She and I've talked a number of times how even for me growing up, you know, I would read the verse in the Bible that where Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. And because of even the religious settings at times, it was like so much focused on me and what I had to do. Mm-hmm. And so there was a part of me that kind of thought, well, there's a few things I can do without him. I mean, I actually had those thoughts, and I know I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, But I look at my life now, and I realize more and more every day, without him, I can do nothing. And I think for me, even a part of that began even as when I became a mother. I realized I didn't know how to do that. And it was like, whoa, this is big responsibility. And from that moment, even, it was when the Lord began going, you know what? All your children shall be taught by the Lord, and great shall be the peace of your children. And it was like, okay. And in that moment, he became that for me, mm-hmm. like the one that was going to raise our children. And in every step, every fear that I went through, he became the answer to that. And so even in what she wrote, it's like, I mean, there's so much more even, because Jesus is not, it's not even a, without him, I can do nothing. It's, he is my everything because of that. Because if I can do nothing without him, then that means I need him for everything, and he is everything. And so even in what she wrote in Speak Your Name, it's Jesus is my, which has even caused me to just drive down the road at times now and go, Jesus is my. Mm-hmm. He's my provision. He's my health. He's, you know, the Lord, my righteousness. I grew up in church, and Jesus was my Savior, but I didn't know too much about the gift of righteousness, that I wear that. Mm-hmm. And it was a gift. It's not what I did. Now my doing comes out of that. But he's my righteousness. And so then just who he is and everything, just speaking and breathing the name of Jesus entails, has changed my life and is more and more every day.
Were you able to watch Mom and detect that maybe there were challenges that she was working through? And then you'd kind of find that she actually got somewhere, and it always ended up in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, did you learn watching her, not so much her telling you something necessarily, but watching the journey, and you found yourself in the journey and found the adequacy of Jesus, the sufficiency and power and reality of Jesus mm-hmm. suddenly just flowing
yeah.
in? Did you feel like there was similarity?
I feel like I noticed Mom was learning. But Mom was always giving us, Mom didn't give us much of like how-tos. Mom always just told me where to go. And I feel like that is what allowed me to find him for myself and have that confidence of, you know, who he is to me. And I remember, you know, part of the reason I wanted to have Mom on with us was I really wanted, Mom was the first person who told me just to speak his name. And even though it was when I was, you know, 10 years old, scared of the night, afraid I was going to get kidnapped, going downstairs, Mom, what do I do? I'm afraid. And little did I know she was dealing with her own struggles. I really didn't know, but she just said, just breathe his name. And I would go back up to my bedroom and I would sit on my bed and I would breathe his name. And I remember Jesus. I mean, those are the moments that I remember him being real and his peace coming and him holding me to where I knew later in life to go, Jesus, I need you to hold me again, you know? So I feel like I could sense struggle, but also Mom, like I said, she gave me Jesus. She just mm-hmm. said, just Jesus. You know, there was, even though probably at the time I was like, give me something to do. You know, I need something to do. I need, you know, do you have a recipe or a how-to or a, you know, but it was just Jesus. But Jesus led to everything. Jesus led to peace.
Sometimes it's hard to understand the simpleness of that.
Yes.
You know, it's simply, like you said, it's Jesus and it's trusting him.
Yeah.
Because I know that in raising your mom, that I wanted to know exactly what was going to happen, how it was going to happen, be very organized at it, you know, and know the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way God works in our lives all the time. You know, he wants us to trust mm-hmm. him. And so I had to learn that in my walk. And I know your mom can remember the differences of me being very fearful at times. She grew up under my things, the strongholds that I had. Mm-hmm. But I also will want to, and I believe she could tell the difference when God came in mm-hmm. and delivered me of those things. It's not that they don't come at you mm-hmm. again,
yep.
but you know, mm-hmm. recognize, and you know who to go to
exactly.
when they do.
Yeah.
So that makes a big difference mm-hmm. in our lives. And we're always going to have struggles.
Yeah.
Until we go to be with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But God shows us how to be strong in those struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, if you just call upon Him, name. Mm-hmm. It's enough.
She's had times where she would, probably even up till recently, someone you'd go share, and at times you'd be like, Mom, I don't know what to even say. And I'd say, Baby, if you just get up there and you just say his name, you know what? That's just simply enough. Just saying his name.
That's right.
And it is amazing because that just doesn't make sense to our head, but just all that name holds.
That's right.
And the thing, if you could just understand, he wants to show up and shine through us. And when you speak his name, there is so much power in that name because there's a person that is associated with that name. And he is everything we need him to be every time in every situation. And it doesn't always work in our time frame, on our schedule, or the way in which we'd think it. But if we will trust him, it will be his will being done in us, miraculously, supernaturally. Rhonda, let me ask you this. How do you like being a grandmother and having grandkids, not just kids now? How you feel about that?
It's the best. I always heard it was the best, but it's really the best. So you get to love on them, and then you get to send them home. And so it's really special.
Willie George said, if I'd have known about grandkids, as pastor at church, I'd have never had kids. If I'd have known about grandkids, I'd never had kids.
Let me say, it's not bad at all having great grandkids.
Yeah.
I love that. We enjoy that so much.
And I'll be honest with the great grandkid situation. Great grandparents are grateful for grandparents because we can't hold up to it. I mean, honestly, as you get older, these little kids, you remember we had 11 of them running around us, Rhonda. You remember it was total chaos, and yet it was beautiful, beautiful. But boy, it's busy, busy. You only got 5. Think about 11. You know, you'll see with great grandparents. Well, yeah, no, just 6, but I'm talking about us 11. So you're going to have 6. You got 5 now. But one's really coming along.
She's cooking.
There it is. She's getting close. Folks, listen, thank you for praying for our family, because you really have. Father, I hope the people right now listening will know that we really care about their family. We're not here today looking for something to do. We want your best for everybody watching. In Jesus' name, now listen, Rhonda and Lainey are talking about what life's all about is Jesus. It's not going to church. It's being born into the church, the body of Christ, the family of God, with a perfect Father. And that's why we're here. We pray you were blessed by our children, God's children, and Jesus in them. And I really believe you are. And I do want you to get this book. We're sending it to everyone who simply makes a gift to give a cup of water or Tartar Well. I'm going to be sharing right now. Rhonda, you've been to the mission field. I think, Lainey, you've glimpsed not only in video, but you've glimpsed some of the reality of it. And it's weighty when you see the need, but it's great when you see the greatness of God's love. It is a miracle, Rhonda, what our viewers do when they send those missionaries out to show the world Jesus. And they do a good job of it, don't they?
Sure,
it's a total miracle. Mm-hmm. And remember this, I always say the greatest Christians are missionaries. The missionaries say emphatically, no, we're not. The people that send us here, they're the greatest. Well, that's you. I want you to watch very prayerfully right now, and you do what God leads you to do as you listen to another one of our children who's been many times to the mission field and is Life Today host with Sheila so often. Listen to this father of 4, now a granddad, finally. Listen to him. Listen to the Father, because you really are the answer to the challenge you're going to see. You're the perfect answer to it. Watch.
You know, normally we come to you from various parts of the world to show you the outreaches of Life. But today I want to come to you from my home state of Texas. In fact, this is right behind my neighborhood where for the last 20 years I've raised a family. All 4 of my children were raised here, and we've enjoyed this area of this creek that flows into this pond. And while this has been a fun place for a family, there's one thing that we would never do. We would never drink this water.
Truth be told, many around the world have no choice but to drink contaminated water that's even worse than the creek near my home. In Cambodia, I met a man named Vaughn who had lost both a child and a grandchild to waterborne illness. I left heartbroken that Vaughn's surviving grandchildren were still drinking the same water that killed their brother. For decades, my parents have led this ministry's fight against unsafe drinking water, and they've inspired many of us to join them. Life Today viewers empowered our team to drill a well in Vaughn's village, and now his entire community has clean, safe drinking water. But the fight is not over. In another part of the world, there is a mother giving her daughter contaminated water, dirty water, because it's the only choice she has. Right now, you and I have a choice of life and death, but it's not a life and death choice for us. It's a life and death choice for her.
Sweetheart, if I could just tell you, I look right in your eyes, and I just love you and want to give you clean water. Randy, thank you for being a great father to those children and being a missionary with us all over the world and hosting Life Today. You and Sheila are a real blessing. Betty, I'm praying that every single person watching right now will say, I am going to be the miracle that family longs for, that grandfather and father lost a child and a grandchild, the miracle they pray for.
Absolutely. Randy showed us the before and the after. The before is so tragic, where these children, they have to have the water. They have no choice. Those parents have to give them those grandparents. It breaks their heart, I'm sure. But the afters, that's what I enjoy so much. And if you've ever given to the water, you rejoice in it too. If you haven't, this is the opportunity for you to see the results and to know that you're saving the lives of all these children. When they're jumping around that water, the water, fresh water, James, it's coming in, they got big grins on their faces. It makes my face and my heart light up. Won't you experience that too? Let's give the water for them to have life.
You know, Betty, we've watched them jump up and down when the water comes up out of the ground. They know it means something they've never had, but many of them prayed for it. And you are the miracle that provides water for life. And we'll tell them clearly, first demonstrating it, about the water of life. You're going to see His love. You're going to see His life. And you're the ones that make it happen. Do you realize that as we have found 350 more areas, we know there's subsurface water, many times revealed by a borehole, that becomes contaminated and filthy. We know the water's there. We can get to the water, encase it, and give them a pump that works not with unreliable energy or power that is so often missing intermittently in those villages. We give them a manual pump even children can work, as you saw. We provided a miracle in that village where you saw the broken heart of that grandfather and father. You are the one who provides the miracle, and it's the love of God through you. It is because of the name above every name, the name of Jesus, that you've experienced. Would you right now show us the greatest outpouring of love perhaps we've ever witnessed? The wells cost $4,800. I think there's someone watching right now say, you know what? I've done that once before or several times. I'm going to do it again. Mm-hmm. Some of you say, I never have, but I can do that. I am able to do that, and in challenging times, I'll do it. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. Think about that. Could you give a part of a well, $2,400 or $1,200, and pray three join you or another person joins you and we've got a well? Please, right now, go get your bike card. Use it like a check. Or if you write a check, make it to Life. But call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We need to know that. If you use your bank card, you can go online and use it, or you can call that number and use it. Father, I pray everyone watching will simply follow your lead in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. Please, do it now. Give life.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, This is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Speak Your Name, devotions and declarations on the reality of Jesus. Filled with stunning imagery, these 40 encouraging devotions by Lainey Renee serve as a reminder of the power of Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Be Refreshed Pitcher. This beautiful ceramic pitcher is decorated with Proverbs 11:25 and is sure to make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, there are four of the kind of Robinson family here thanking you for sharing the love of God. You are a tremendous blessing. And I do want you to get this book. We're sending it to everyone who simply makes a gift to give a cup of water or tart a well. And then there are other gifts that we're going to send. And the Divine Servant bronze, beautiful. The sculptor came here to first share his vision, what God wanted to do with him. And it's been quite remarkable. And we want to bless you as you're blessing others. Lainey, you are a beautiful person. And dressed up in Jesus, it's indescribable. And that's who you are. And Rhonda, you've always been so beautiful. Our first child. And you're so beautiful. We love you very, very much. Thank you all for being with us. Hey, thank you for joining with us. And hope you like our family. Because I tell you what, you may wonder, would you like our family? We would love your family. And we'd want to love them right in to the arms of the Lord. That's what this book will help you see. Thanks so much for watching.
Tomorrow, Angie Smith opens up about her father's death.
It was so tangible that it transferred to when I was studying this.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.